the Sunday Morning Linux Review, starring Mary Talmage, Tony Venus, and Matt Anders as the Beaver.
With no Mary.
With no Mary.
All right. So we are recording Saturday morning without Mary because of the Labor Day weekend. Last minute changes for some family coming into town, so I needed to bump it up to Saturday. I apologize for everybody that was planning to listen in tomorrow morning. That would be Sunday morning. But anyways, here we go. I don't know. We got a YouTube channel now.
Yes.
Yeah, I set that up today, and it's going to take some time, but we have to download each of our old shows
and then upload and then repost it to the new one.
There's no way to transfer, I was told. So we need to. If anybody knows a better way to do it, let us know. But that's the instructions I was told. So we're going to be working on that. Although from this point on, all of our new shows will automatically go right in
to our YouTube channel.
That's right. So my plan is to go backwards. Like
right.
Start the first one at 98,
do 97. Yes, I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, all the way back to, I think 32 was our first live. So we have like a year's worth of YouTube videos. So previously, that's why if you wanted to see our shows, you'd have to either go to my channel or Mary's. Because Mary has like four or five shows that she ran, and then I have the rest. But from this point on, you'll see our own on there for the SMLR. So what's your week like, Matt?
What was my week like?
What was your week like?
I haven't started my week yet. Because we're recording on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's still your weekend.
Yeah. Still my weekend. Although cool. I was at work last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hung out all night there.
All right.
Got the UK servers working again. For some reason, our GoGo script wasn't working correctly from the UK servers. Whenever I tried to do an install on the UK servers, I'd get the kickstart done. And then I'd run our GoGo script, which does all the installation of all the custom software, builds it to what kind of server it's going to be.
Okay.
And the Innerworks portion of it kept failing.
Hmm.
So I sent our guy that handles that script an email, and then the next guy also came in, and he tried it again, and it didn't work. So he pinged him again and said, "Hey, did you do anything with this?" And he never got back to us. But last night I said, "Hey, what the hell? I'm just going to try running it again," and it worked. So either he fixed it or either we were idiots and doing something wrong, but it was both of us. So I don't know what we could have been doing wrong. Actually, it was three of us.
Oh, yeah.
Steve also couldn't do it. But when Steve can't do it, we just say, "Oh, that was Steve," and do it again. But yeah, it really wasn't working. So, and also the UK mirror we used to install CentOS to do the kickstart with no longer exists.
Oh, no.
Steve actually, when he kickstarted it the first time, though, was able to figure that out and put a different mirror in.
Ooh.
So we were all quite impressed.
Yeah. All right.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. You know, actually, I forgot. This week was my wedding anniversary. So my wife and I have been married for 8 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And last night was date night. We did movie and dinner. And
how old's Alex?
Without the kids. She's going to be three.
Isn't she nine?
No, she's going to be three. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So I guess we can continue with the show.
Sure.
Matt, what's happening with the kernel?
Release candidate. The 3.11-RC7 prepatch has been tagged and released. There is no announcement on the Linux kernel mailing list, but Linus did post a brief item on the Linux Google Plus community, which there'll be a link to. And this, of course, is a play on his original Hello Everybody email, which I'll also have a link to, celebrating the 22nd anniversary of it. So the main line is 3.11-RC7. And for stable updates, on Thursday, the 29th of August, 2013, at 11:02 and 10 seconds, Pacific Daylight Time, Greg Croharman released kernel 3.0.94, with 10 files changed, 98 lines inserted, and 27 lines deleted. And then on Thursday, the 29th of August, 2013, at 11:02 and 47 seconds, Pacific Daylight Time, Greg Croharman released kernel 3.4.60, with 14 files changed, 187 lines inserted, and 41 lines deleted. And then on Thursday, the 29th of August, 2013, at 11:03 Pacific Daylight Time, Greg Croharman released kernel 3.10.10, with 72 files changed, 810 lines inserted, and 361 lines deleted. And I have no kernel developer quote of the week.
All right. Thanks, so, Matt. So no silence for the development, the kernel?
Well, I guess we had our moment of silence for the kernel developer quote, and it's on to the distros.
Tony, what's going on with the Linux distributions this week?
Last week we left off with the Open Media Vault. So this week we are starting with Manjaro. So on the 26th, we have Manjaro Linux 0.8.7, which is an Arch-based distro with the choice of XFCE or OpenBox as the user interfaces. And I know they do a lot of work for like a lightweight system. And so, as you would think, XFCE and OpenBox are both lightweight.
Yep, they said this new front end for PomAC makes it really simple to keep your boxes up to date. So they've got a new package update. Management system front end in it. So
cool. All right, and then going on, we have CloneZilla Live 2.1.2-43. And as you probably remember from the past, CloneZilla is a Debian-based CD for disk cloning and backing up. And I've used that, and it's pretty good.
It is. I've used it a lot, like it a lot.
Yep, and I expect another distro update coming soon for Parted Magic, because Parted Clone Magic or CloneZilla is one of the components for Parted Magic.
Yep.
I've started using that a lot more. I really like it.
Yeah,
because
yep, and they say that this release of CloneZilla includes some major enhancements with several bug fixes. So,
check all right. It out. Cool. There is a BSD release, FreeNAS 9.1.1, which is an open source storage platform based on FreeBSD. So, yeah. And the last one for this week is Zorin OS 6.4. Both Core and Ultimate editions are updated. It's a Ubuntu-based distro with optimized for recent converts from Windows.
Yes, it's meant to be right? Very Windows-like in its operation.
That's cool. I never realized that before. I haven't used it, but I guess, or I forgot that we'd said that in the past. Man, it's really quiet. Without Mary talking,
yes.
It seems like nothing's going on. It's like...
She fills our voids.
I know. Oh, man. This week is going to be definitely a short week.
Yes.
The distro of the week, according to DistroWatch, calculated by website hits per day.
We have number 5 is Zorin with 1147.
And trending up.
Number 4 is Manjaro with 1293.
And trending up.
Number 3 is Debian with 1816.
And trending down.
And in the number 2 spot is Ubuntu with 2390.
And trending up.
And in the number 1 spot is Mint.
Gotta love that minty goodness.
Yeah, with 28.32.
And trending down.
And trending down. All right. So, let me copy and paste a little bit of notes here. But usually at this point, we go on to Mary's distro review.
But there is no Mary, so there is That's no distro right. review.
And I think she was saying she was messing with Fedora.
I'm not sure. I don't think it's Fedora. I think it's a Fedora spin.
Oh, okay. Cool. But I'm thinking this is our 99th episode. And that maybe we should have some kind of like review of the last 99 episodes. I don't have it edited in yet. But what I want to do is go through and grab like the 30 of our like mistakes, you know, our outtakes, and grab like 10 seconds from each and stick it in for we have like a 5-minute section of mistakes.
All right. I'm up for that. If you're going to do the work, I'm all for it.
All right. So that's my plan.
All right.
So it's not in yet. So I can't play it right now for you guys, all your listeners of YouTube and our live world right now. So I apologize. But when you get to the our published show, it will be there.
It's time for the tech news of the week.
I have two stories. First one I want to talk about is Samsung has a new phone, the Galaxy Mega. This sucker is big. It measures 6.59 by 3.46 by 0.31, with the screen being 6.3 inches with 233 pixels per inch and a 1280 by 720 display. It is the dreamed of phablet that I have always wanted.
Phablet. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, yeah. Holy cow. It's almost as big as the Nexus 7.
Wow.
And granted, holding something like that up to your ear for a phone call is a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
But who really uses their phone as a phone anyway?
Oh, man. That is huge.
It has a 1.7 gigahertz dual-core Qualcomm Snapdragon processor with 1.5 gigabytes of RAM. This looks like a winner to me, and as soon as it's available on Sprint, I'll have one.
All right. You know, I was thinking that I had expected more processing and RAM out of the newer phones. I mean, am I thinking just too far in advance yet that we should have quad core and like 2 gigs of RAM and, or is that like a year out still?
It's more than that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And next up we have New Zealand leads the way. Will others follow?
New Zealand.
This week, New Zealand banned software patents with an overwhelming 117-4 vote. This vote came after 5 years of debate in Parliament. There was a lot of news about this, so you have most likely already heard about it. So, rather than write an article on it, I'm just going to point you at some of the ones that I found more interesting. Quartz explains how New Zealand did it without violating international law. There'll be a link. And Washington Post writer Timothy B. Lee lays out why the United States should follow New Zealand and also ban software patents. There'll be a link. And last but not least, Jolly Odell's short post at VentureBeat, where she writes, "Time to bust out the champagne, neckbeards." Later on, she clarifies that at the bottom with this footnote, "Just kidding. We know you drink craft brews, not champagne."
That's good.
So, that's all the news I have, Tony.
Oh, no.
Being as I found out we were recording this morning, last night, around 11 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, well, to my defense, if you had your phone or checking your email,
I was checking known, my like, email.
5 hours before that.
I was checking my email. I just didn't have my phone. We're sending it to the show's email.
Yeah. Yeah, everything related to the show goes to the show email.
I realize that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm trying to scroll through my news, and I didn't see anything interesting. I just...
Tools from the Toolbox.
Although we had a suggestion for the Toolbox, so I thought we'd talk about
Guillaume.
It. Yeah. Guillaume says, maybe we could talk about the random generator that I was referring to for the music.
That's not what he wants to talk about. That's not what his suggestion is.
Tooltip suggestion and a way to select a song from Nine Inch Nails.
Yep.
In the next episode. Open the terminal and type echo the random.
So it's random. You're right. You're right. Generator. He is talking about random. I originally thought he was talking about the echo command, which he's not talking about. He is talking about random.
So let's try that. What do you think?
It works. Do you want to know something else?
What's that?
If you take the single quote, the parentheses, the double parentheses away, and use a bracket instead, it also works.
There's no parentheses. Oh, I see. The double parentheses.
He has double parentheses.
So bracket it instead?
But if you use brackets instead, it also works. However, the brackets are undocumented and deprecated.
Oh.
They are, because I was familiar with the brackets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is he using these double parentheses? So I looked it up, and it's actually because the brackets are deprecated and undocumented.
Ah.
Because they're not POSIX compliant. It's a way to do maths in the shell.
Oh, okay.
So anything in the brackets it does maths for, or anything inside the double parentheses it's going to do the maths for.
Cool. Yeah, and from command line foo, that's where he, .com, that's where he sent us it from. And so there's actually two ways to do it.
Yeah, there's another, and they show, there's three ways they show on that page.
Yeah, they show the bracket one.
And then they show one using awk.
Right. So.
And then they also show one that's also Born Shell compliant.
Oh, is that what the third one is?
Yeah.
All right.
Command line foo. That's a good website. For anybody out there listening, what's a good Linux beginner site to walk them through a bunch of commands? Command line foo is your man.
Yeah. And we'll put those notes, those links into the show notes. I just put them into the IRC chat. That's our tooltip.
That's our tooltip.
How to generate a random number.
Yes. And if you change the 60 to any other number, it will generate a random number between those numbers. Between one and those numbers.
So if I say choose a random number between 1,000 and 1, then I get 971.
You get something different if you run it again.
You're right.
Up arrow enter.
I wonder what song comes up for 971 in Jamando. 971? Electronic Crunk? Maybe that'll be our song for this week.
Are you whatever you want, Tony. You pick the music.
I don't know about that song. Oh, and a random port for SSH. Yeah. Although security through obfuscation is not really secure. Yeah.
You know, security through obscurity is just silly.
All right. Well, there's no show this week.
No.
Man.
Yeah.
So if you ever wanted to know what a show like without Mary.
This is it.
This is it. Good thing we have Mary. I mean, what would we do? Definitely wouldn't be going 100
episodes.
Go back
and listen to like our first 30 shows. They were all before Mary and.
No, like first 12.
First 12? Yeah. So they were all pretty much like this. 30 minutes long, in and out. Boom, done.
Yeah, wow.
It's listener feedback time.
And we have a listener feedback line, and that number is 313-626-9140.
So Brad Alexander contacted us, and he said, while he's not an apologist for Microsoft, by any stretch of the imagination, he thinks we misread the article. And he is right. Microsoft's not going to start releasing the vulnerabilities for Windows XP. What they are going to do, though, is release patches for Windows 7. And when they patch Windows 7, that probably means a vulnerability is now exposed in Windows XP because there's no patch. The article was a little misleading, and I misled you all last week with the way I read it. So I apologize.
Yeah. What else do we have?
Then next up is you.
What did I say? Is me?
With the next email.
Oh. I know Dor sent in a message saying that he'd be willing to pay for part of our food at OLF, but it's our show. We don't want
to
have other people pay for it. So thank you very much. It was very kind for you to offer. So I think we're going to go with coffee, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll bring coffee. I guess if he wants to bring
bagels, he's more than welcome. But
yeah,
we'll have coffee for everyone.
That's right.
More important than the bagels, anyway, in my opinion.
The coffee?
Yes.
I agree. Yep. Next up, I see is Scott Dowdle. And he said he'd like to thank Mary for a review of the Fedora-based distro, Snow Linux. And he goes on to say about how he has in no way questioned the experience she reported regarding the problems that she had with the installer. It's a pretty long email, so we're not going to be able to read through it all.
No.
But
he goes on to defend Fedora and the like. So.
Right. She said Mary responded with that she considers part of hardware problems could have played a role. But she's going to try it on another laptop.
Right. And then he also came back again with he's been reading the Core World on its website and interacting with some of its folks on their IRC and on Freenode and discovered that they do indeed have their 18 install video on their website. So I think we said last time that it wasn't there, but it is. So.
All right.
And then last up, we have another message from Guillaume. And that for some reason, my spam filter is taking to call Guillaume spam, but...
Oh, no.
He's saying he gives us the tooltip for echo random percent 60 plus 1, close parenthesis.
That's right. Yeah, and thank you, Guillaume. It's very helpful. And then we have our new YouTube channel.
Yes, we do.
All right.
That's all I have.
We can talk a little bit about Ohio Linux Fest. We got our hotel.
Oh, yeah, we are. We are going to the Ohio Linux Fest.
Yeah, we're
going
to be staying in the Drury.
I've asked for the time off.
Cool.
Which my boss has ignored for over a week now.
Uh-oh. Do you have to swap with somebody, maybe?
No, I don't know. If he doesn't deny it before Ohio Linux Fest, I'm going.
Okay.
So I'll say, you didn't deny it. Have a good day. I'm in Ohio.
All right. Well, good luck with that. I hope you don't lose your job. Because most people would wait for the approval instead of the denial. But again, we're talking to Matt here. Yeah.
Featured music of the week.
Are we really down to the end?
Yes.
Like a 25-minute show?
That's it.
Oh, man. Maybe I'll have to make a longer
I'm not the one who called last night at 11 o'clock and said we're recording tomorrow morning.
I know.
So you'll have some filler, though, with those outtakes from the other shows.
All right. Well, I don't think I like those songs, so maybe I'll run another random number. 366. I'm sure you're probably not going to like this one.
Okay, now search for 366 again, but search for 366 punk and see what you get.
All right. Dressed up like a colonel soldier, he's my little dog. With Los Dragas.
There we go. All
right. Yeah. So let's go with that. Las Dragas. Where is this from? There's Spain. And it's a punk rock and punk rock. So yeah, it's from the album, or it's by Manifa, M-A-N-I-F-A. I don't know anything. That's where Mary would come in with her. Oh, that's actually pronounced.
Yes.
You know, I think the other thing why we're slow and or quiet and not talking much is because Mary usually is rebuttaling anything you want to say. And I just let you talk as you want.
I'm not really saying much.
Yeah, I guess you're not really being obtrusive or, I don't know, bad things. I don't know. Maybe we should start recording at night, and then we can all be a little more awake. Although you're just waking up.
Yeah, it's my morning.
Oh, maybe that's better. All right. So that's going to be their song, the Las Dragas. And I guess that's the end of our show.
That is the end of our show. Sorry, super short, but...
That's right. Oh, you know what also I want to do is we're going to try to do a little more cross-promotion. So we're going to get a promo recorded and sent out. And then we'll probably be playing some promos.
And we'll ask people to send us promos that we'll play at the beginning of our show so you have to listen to them. No. We'll put them at the end, so if you want, we would rather you listen to them, but if you want, you could just turn them off. So
yeah. So, or if you're a podcaster and you want to get a little exposure, send us your promo, and preferably if you have it pre-recorded. Otherwise, we may screw it up. We have no,
OLF has not gotten back to us with a promo.
Yeah. So, OLF, I mean, we can say a little one. How about Ohio Linux? Ohio Linux is a free and open source software conference and expo in Columbus, Ohio, September 13th through the 15th, 2013. Registration is going on right now. It's free for registration, but you can also sign up for a couple more things. They had t-shirts on there before, but I think they removed the t-shirts. But they have dinner with keynotes still available. The diversity in open source workshop is available, and the Saturday after party is still on there.
Yeah, and plus the Friday tech, or is that all sold out?
I haven't gone over there yet. But the OLFI, that's the Ohio Linux Fest Institute 2013. They are running classes like RT Basics.
Yeah, the classes Puppet. The classes on Friday are going to be, does not say.
I think professional registration is $350.
Yes.
Or if you want to go to the Linux Basics, it's $250. And that is still available.
And they have morning classes and afternoon classes. And for the $350, you get the whole day. So you can pick a morning class and then an afternoon class, unless you choose a whole day class, such as the LPI prep.
Right. And last year, they gave us lunch, too.
Yes. I'm not sure if lunch is definitely included.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for some certifications, LPI will be giving exams there that day, and they're at a discounted rate. They're only $99 per exam, which are regularly $178. That's for the two exams you need for the LPI 1, and then the two exams you need for the LPI 2 would each only be $99 instead of the normal $178 each. And if you're wanting to take an LPI 301 exam, which there are several, it will only be $219, which there are normally $260. So, and I am already signed up for the second LPI level 1 exam, the 102 exam, because I kind of bombed it last year. So, passed the first one, bombed the second one. So I'm signed up again this year, and if I fail it again this year, I'm just giving up and not getting my LPI level 1 certification. So, and then if you want to get BSD certified, they're also giving those exams for $75.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to in Ohio Linux Fest? Have you looked at the schedule?
Not a bit.
No? So we plan on getting there sometime midday Friday.
Yes.
Which, if my family's coming, it will probably be late Friday.
So am I going to have to drive down, too? I'm going to probably...
No, there's enough van. There's enough room in the van. You can ride with us.
I'll probably have to ride with Carl.
If you guys are going to be splitting that hotel, maybe.
Yeah, I'll see.
And it's up to you.
And I'll see if somebody wants to go from work or what.
Yeah.
So...
Or is there? Do you want some random listener to try to email you and want to share a
John
hotel
Miller
room?
John Miller is going. Maybe I'll see if he wants to hook up.
Oh, yeah. So I have it registered, or the hotel room's reserved. All right, so we're signing off. Thank you, everybody. This has been the Sunday Morning Linux Review. This is Tony Bemis.
And Matt Enders.
And we were episode
99.
Yeah.
To be named later. Have a good week. See you next week.
Yep, bye.